This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Show, episode
156.
We're back locked in, man.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards. I'm in the house, man. We back in it, man. Amen. Listen, man. B-Baby Trey in the building as well.
Yo, B-Baby Trey known to drool over a pool of food.
Of course, man. We got B. Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Yeah, M-R-I-T. Yeah.
Of course, man. None other we got in the building.
Rob Green Jr.
Ron Green Jr. Yes, buddy. Yes, they say Ron wasn't building today, boy, I can build it right back. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Listen, man. What a wholesome episode we prepared for the people. Y'all, we talked about all the hard-hitting podcast topics.
Mad dudes look like Rome. Bubbly water. Getting pressed at the airport. Traveling booze. Scarfed up in the Best Buy commercial. Petty things we hate. And of course, man, the things that men are not allowed to do.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do to push the program, man. The RO agenda, man. Jump up in them comments. That was even me.
Jump up in them comments, man. Leave a good review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, 5-star stunner, nonetheless, man. Amen. Listen, we locked in, man. Enjoy the episode.
Check this out.
Another major episode on the West, man. Fresh off the jet,
fresh off the jet.
Come on, man.
Some call it a 757. I call it Delta. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, Dad, we back. What do you have for dinner on the jet, brother?
Man, shit, some Biscoff cookies, baby. Biscoff, Big Bisque.
I could have chose the almonds, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kettle chips on deck.
I told her, wake me up. Every time you pass, I want to know.
Hey, listen, that's what they... I don't want to start off stunting, but I'm going to start off stunting. When your seats are from 1 to 8, they wake you up with the snacks.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Anything past 8, you stay asleep. You throw it on your chest. They move back. You know, past 8, they close the curtain on y'all, man.
Close
the curtain.
Y'all can smell me, but y'all can't see me.
Yeah. But I ain't going to hold you. This one, I was in Comfort Plus. So, I was in.
Middle-ish, front-ish.
Yeah, it was like... It was like almost first class, adjacent first class. But you know, when the flight is 5 hours below, I can do that.
You can do that.
5 hours up, nah, I gotta put me 1 through 8.
Put me one through eight.
The sir section, mister.
They gonna treat you a little different, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I just got back from seeing mom, seeing the fam.
That's what's up. That's in the A.
My mom's in North Carolina, and so I was with my mom, with my grandma, aunts, and all that stuff. And then I went to see my uncle in Orlando. And it's weird. My family, my dad and all my uncles, we all look alike. So it's like one nigga.
It's all wrong.
Hey, baby. Before we start the pod, though, when I came in the studio, I was like, oh, I'm going to grab me something to drink. And I grabbed this LaCroix.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I want to apologize because for years, I've shitted on soda water.
I knew that was coming.
Okay. I've shitted on sparkling water.
This gross. Man,
for years.
Right here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I was like, who want to eat fizzy water like that? Who want to drink?
Who want to eat it?
Who want to eat it or drink
raise
it?
Raise your hand if you want to eat it.
Who want to drink fizzy water? I was like, this ain't it. I don't want to drink fizzy water.
Mm-mm.
Then one day, one of my friends was like, hey, you should try this. Like, it was this off-brand flavor from the grocery store.
Dumb
it was like,
ones.
It got like the blackberry. I was like, nah, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm telling you, when you got it cold, it's different.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let me open up my palate. Yeah. Open up my
mind. What's the age right here? What's the age you at?
The age I'm at, that was about 3 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recent breakthrough. I'm still a boy. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday. You got a new birthday. 3 months ago.
And I popped it open. I started drinking it. And you got a moment when you don't want to like admit. And she was like, it's good, ain't it? I'm like, you know,
it's cool.
Yeah.
When you got the shades on, you can get away with it.
Shit, whatever.
Then I find myself in the grocery store, like, where? Which one?
Yes. Oh, man.
Now I randomly find myself grabbing soda water. So, you know what I'm saying? I think I got a new palate.
Yo, I feel that, man.
Yeah. I got a new palate.
It is like the grown soda, man.
Yeah.
Like, hold the sugar. Like, you still have a little fun with the fizz and the bubbles.
It feel bougie, but I don't know if it is. Like, when you at a restaurant, they like, steal a sparkling. Sparkling. Let me get you sparkling water. Sparkling is the only time you, as a grown man, you can say sparkling. Everybody be like, oh, he cool. If I say sparkling for anything else, hey, what shirt you want? Let me get the sparkling one. Like, no, bro.
This should have worked in the 60s, man.
Back
in the day, them niggas was all sparkly, all tap top. Whole lot of belly button action going down in the 60s.
Sparkle and bedazzle is in the same.
Yes.
Maybe I should start asking for bedazzle water.
Let me get the bedazzle water. So sparkling?
Yes.
You know what I said.
I'm in the same boat, man, because maybe a couple years ago now, I'm a couple years in with the sparkling water. And I was always against it because I was like, bro, like, why do I want that? You know what I mean?
It don't make sense.
Drink regular water.
Drink water.
Yeah.
Until I went to my niece's house.
Okay.
She's 9 years old. She said, do you want sparkling water? That's what.
I'm not taking it from my niece.
Let me get that.
If she's drinking, I gotta act like, Uncle do that too. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, word.
She said, you want some lemon drip in it? Does maybe like 2 drops.
Yeah.
Gives me a water. I'm like, yo, it tastes like Sprite and it's 0 calories.
I still don't know if it's bad for her. Yeah. They say it's not.
You know, it's gonna be a study about bubbles.
Don't you feel like in this, like, just time, we can't eat or drink nothing? Like, every time you try something new and level up, you be like, we're going to take that back from you. You can't do that.
10 reasons why that's bad.
Can't do nothing.
It's always something, man. That's why you just do what you got to do.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You live how you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
the nigga does this, I know.
My next topic.
You got our attention.
Yeah. This is too serious. This is like, it's friendly. Five fingers down.
The thing is,
one is like, let me tell you something about yourself.
I know one point only.
A few fingers are like, I was thinking about some shit.
I'm just going to put this here. What y'all think?
When I came in, right, we gotta stop doing this thing as men when we don't know how to properly compliment each other.
Yeah.
You know, I walked in.
Don't do that.
My nigga Trey was over here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm happy to see y'all, boys. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. I miss y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, likewise. Yeah.
You know, and Trey was like, hey, bro, what you got on? Yeah. Nah, nigga, tell me I smell good.
You missed it. We was clapping. We say, you know what I mean? Welcome our brother back. It's been a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So that in the midst of all that, and I said, hey, you smell good.
Okay, cool. That's called growth, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Because there was a time when I ain't know how to let a nigga know, like, hey, like, you got that shit on. I never forget to this day. I was in some club downtown, and I'm walking through this section, and it's this bigger dude. Hey, big dudes be smelling. They be having the secret cologne. I walked by the dude, and I went to the bathroom. Whole time in the bathroom, I'm like, how am I gonna let him know?
Wow.
I want to know what that is. Like, yeah. I need some inside scoop. So I'm coming back and I tapped him because we don't know each other. I tapped him. He was like, hey, what's up? And it's in the club, so now I got to get.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get close in your ear and tell you, nigga, you smell good and shit. It's a different message.
What?
So I tapped him. I was like, hey, man, hey, boy, you got that shit on, man. He was like, oh, my drill. I was like, nah, like, you, your aroma's refreshing.
Your neck is refreshing. Yeah.
I was like, it smelled good. What you got on? He was like, oh, appreciate it, man. And then I was like, I've done enough. I'm going to leave because I don't want to ask him where he got it from.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know what that stigma came from. It's like, why can't you just be like, hey, dog, you smell good.
Yeah.
Like,
it should be okay. Yeah, nah, fact.
I had to ask the fellas the other day, man. I'm like, yo, you letting niggas know that, yo, you smelling all right?
I think if you say it cool, like, you good. You can't just be like, yo, you smell good.
You can't just take a scent, though. You're not going to take my scent.
Yeah, you can't do.
So can you just compliment a scent, keep it pushing?
You could have took his scent there. You might not never see him again.
But that's just, I think that's just a law. That's just a universal man law. You don't want to take another man's sense.
Yeah. Oh, this is my shit.
Yeah. You're going to see him one day and you're going to have that same shit on.
I might.
Is he going to be like,
I might wear the I might wear the sand. It don't work for me. I don't feel the same way. Mm. You know what I mean? And I let it go.
You going to sand check a nigga though?
You. Damn, that's crazy. You know, like when niggas check in the city, they're like, "Hey, bro, every time you touch down, you got scent check." Bro.
We smell that neck, man.
Let me lean in on you. Right. You good?
Let me make sure you're not wearing my shit.
You wearing that Eve Saint this time? Yeah, you know.
Go ahead. You got to, man.
That's a wild thing to have to check in on anything. I remember I was watching one interview where he was like, "Yeah, when niggas touch down in my city, they got to check in with me."
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that work though? Like,
how do you know?
Yeah, like
you just watch interviews. Just watch all the interviews. Like, make sure I check in.
Like,
make sure,
that's a lot of work. Like, too much work.
Yeah. You got customs and shit to clear it up,
bro. That's my check in.
Hood customs. It's hood customs. You gotta come through.
Customs, go through your shit three times.
Yeah. I was just also thinking on the compliment section. Like, I was telling my homegirl this. I was like, you know, when a girl compliments you, like. First off, I'm like, to be honest, like, no disrespect, man, but you just trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? It don't really come from a real compliment.
Wait, girl compliments you?
Yeah, like, I'm like, man, you just trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? You don't really care about me. Care about what I'm wearing.
Okay.
Hey, but look, here you go.
Yeah. Everyone's just
connected up. Yeah, I feel
you. Listen, but if a dude compliments you, you like, bro. He really mean that. He genuinely, because a dude ain't gonna compliment you like on your drip like that.
Nah,
girl compliments, she don't wanna take me out on a date. She don't really rock with my suit. She was like, he cute. Yeah. Let me say something to
her.
But your homie compliments you like, hey bro, you got this shit? Thank you, dog. Like,
you got a point, man. You got a point. That's a good point.
They got nothing. They got nothing to take from me. They got
nothing to take. Yeah. Got you though.
But some of them compliments from the fellas, nigga. You know what that is.
Yeah. You know what you mean?
You get a certain compliment.
Yeah.
Different type, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
Man, we on the podcast, baby. Let's clap it up.
You ever just gotta like, I gotta like extra mad it up when they like go
away.
Thanks, my nigga. shit, good looking.
You got an extra man. You gotta punch him, man. You gotta punch him.
Good shit,
man. The thing is, it's always a compliment. So it's you want to take that and say hi. Thank you. Appreciate it. But there's been a couple of times where certain people kind of take it too far.
Get a little spicy.
Come on, man. Well, all right now.
I don't see it. Thank you.
Come on now.
I'm gonna keep on getting up out of here.
You would love to hear the time they mistaked you for a porn star.
Oh my god.
A gay porn star.
Yo.
A gay porn star.
Yo.
What a punchline. What a start.
That's
a story. Yeah. It meant making Nick smile. Like,
you moving up in your career.
I'm like, bro, all right.
Come on, Herman.
Come on, nigga.
Break it down to me, man.
I'm fighting for my life
out here.
So, I'm in New York. Mm. And I'm walking by, I almost called it Dundas Square. I'm walking by Times Square.
Yeah.
And you already know a bunch of shit's hard. You already know the type of niggas you're going to see there.
Absolutely.
Like, anyone.
Yeah, literally, anybody.
Pokemon, when the shit's coming up and it's just going through it.
Literally. That's what you're going to see.
So this guy, he comes up to me. He's just like, yo, man, what's up? Fuck is this nigga, man?
What's up, chilling.
Yeah, yo, chilling. He's like, yeah, man, yo, I watch you all the time, man. Yo, fucking into your shit. I'm just like, word.
Yeah, that's love.
Supporting the content.
Yeah.
And then he's going on. And I think he was there with one other guy. He's like, yeah, man, we watch your show all the time. I'm like, oh, for sure.
That's love.
Like, why you out here? I'm like, I'm just out here filming. He's like, word. That's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm just, yo, I'm really into your shit. And he said something that made me like click. I'm like, wait, hold on.
How you be doing?
Like, yeah, he said. Yeah, he's like, how you be doing all that?
I said, like turning on the camera and shit. Like,
you know, if he's gonna ask, like, how are you funny or whatever? Yeah, he's
Microsoft
like,
document.
You know what I mean? Yeah, how you be doing all that? Let you be doing.
Final cut, bro.
You know? Yeah. I said. Doing what up? What I been doing? I done asked this nigga the first time.
Let me ask you what I been doing.
Tell me.
Because I'm confused.
Because now we're standing in Times Square. We're both confused. know.
You like the Spider-Man meme. You like,
what I be doing? What you be doing? Nigga? I don't be doing what you. I don't think I be doing what you. Says, no, man, come on, man, come on. I know you, man. Give me one of them chest sets.
Okay. Like, what?
What's the other guy doing in the meantime?
Just fucking putting it together.
Because in your mind, you like, you ain't saying nothing about, like, no content. Yes, no, I still don't know.
Oh, he talking about content.
Yeah, he talking about content, but then.
He talking about some content.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the trick. That's the confusing part.
That's just confusing.
If you need new content, you're like, no, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, working out, you know, the global meal. And I keep it pushing.
The global meal. I'm smelling that. Cereal factory.
That's why we're just very confused going back and forth about these videos. And then he said, you know, fuck it.
You know, fuck it.
He said, you know, fuck it.
You know, comma.
Comma.
Fuck it. Fucking niggas.
So you know the gay porn song? I said, oh, no, no.
Hey, yeah.
He said, that's not your
Oh, my fault, fam.
I
could have sworn. Maybe walking away, you hear niggas. I told you that wasn't him.
Yeah.
Man.
I told you.
That's wild.
Times Square. But the funny thing is.
That's a great story, man.
I was going to bring this up, and you're hilarious for that. I'm a type of guy where I just have like a lot of lookalikes. In the zone.
Okay.
I don't know why, but a lot of guys will like just look like me. Sometimes they're
me
lazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll hang a fruit. And that's what I was gonna connect. That's where we connect.
Yeah, that's where we connect. Yeah.
You got a lot of niggas you look like.
People be sending me memes, they be sending me posters, they be like, Rome, you gotta stop. I be like, bro, that's not me.
Yeah.
I was at my house. That's this already. Like
this is first I'm seeing this.
Hey, low key. Hey, baby mama, my bad. I ain't been there.
Apologize.
Apologize. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a different place in my life now.
Yeah.
It's still, I ain't going to be there, but like, I hope you holding it down. No, that's crazy. That's wild.
Bro, they match the head angle.
That's crazy. That's a random still shot in a video about like, I think we did a video about like some Pepsi Cola taking over the world. It was some random. I'm like, wow, who did this? The way that memes are formed, I just want to know what factory they coming out of.
Because
people are on it and they on it quick.
Like, why when you read through a thread, like, yo, this is good. Like,
we do content and I ain't that good.
Nah, that's good.
This is great.
No, that's crazy.
They got you.
They definitely got me. They definitely got me.
Yeah. But it's funny because when the guy came up to me in New York, like I knew exactly what porn star he was talking about because the niggas would tag me on Twitter like, yo, this is you. And I'm like, wait, what?
Before that happened. Oh,
so I knew exactly.
Damn.
I didn't even get a couple strays too. Like,
yeah,
Trey, this is y'all. Just put us in one nigga.
Yo, did a Dragon Ball Z. Like,
this is So I knew exactly what he was talking about. So when it clicked for both of us and he said it, I was like, oh my God, nigga.
Let's both get out of here. Yeah. How about that?
Let everybody disperse.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Y'all ever had a guy like press you like over a girl? Have you ever had that happen to you? It happened to me for the first time. Mm-mm. I'd say this maybe second time, maybe like a couple months ago. I was thinking about it the other day.
You're going through a lot of growth. And
here's the thing though. I'm so mature that I think my maturity was making him more upset when he was pressing me.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
you're not supposed to,
especially when you de-escalate a hood nigga, he don't know how to turn the engine down.
Yeah. What I do next and shit.
Yeah. Energy.
I'm already warmed up.
Listen, I'm at the airport. I get a phone call. Mind you, I ain't even never met the girl he talking about. All I wanted to do was do some sunglasses business because she is a fashion person. So I'm like, all right, well, this makes sense. We can connect. I'm going to get you some shades. We're going to be good.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm at the airport. I get a phone call. I pick up. Who the fuck is this? I say, one of my homies got to play.
Which one of y'all?
You just stop with your bags? We're looking at y'all, boy. Y'all boys. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, hello? He was like, oh, who the fuck is this? I was like, and I still wasn't upset. I was like, this wrong. Who this?
Simple question.
Who this? He was like, nah, you know who it is.
Oh.
I said, no, genuinely. Like, I'm not.
I do not.
I don't have his number saved, so I'm not familiar. He was like, how you get my girl number? I said, you're going to have to elaborate a little bit more, brother. I was like, who the girl? So he tells me the girl. I was like, all right, well, let me break it down for you. I was like, well, hey, my name is Rome. I do content.
You sent him a coupon, did you?
I do content online. If you need to find any videos, Dorm Tame. I don't know if you ever heard of that group. Okay, cool. Maybe not. All right. I do content. So, you know, I'm sure you're aware. Your lady does fashion. Here's the thing. I ain't know the situation was what it was. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
This is a good one, too, man.
This is
all clear out the energy. You know what I'm saying? He was like, how you get a number? I was like, well, you know, when two people meet, especially business-wise, they exchange contacts. Mm-hmm. So I gave the contact. He was like, okay. He was like, hey, don't play with me, man. He was like, I'm for real. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to me. She right here. I was like, well, she could also attest since she's right there as to what happened.
You dropped a test on him?
You know what I'm saying? He probably was like, damn, I don't even know what that really.
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit?
Mark that one.
Ain't no test.
He was like, I could hear him getting flustered. He was like, man, I know my girl look good and shit, so I know niggas be on her and all that. Mm. I was like, hey, that's neither here nor there, man. I hit him with neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I hit him with that old English. Yeah. Roman numerals and whatnot.
Be that as I may.
And then he was like, all right, well, from here on out, ain't no connect, and ain't no more between you and her.
She ain't like the shades, brother?
I said, say less, brother. I said, it's all good. Don't even worry about it. Wow. And we hung the phone. And I got off the phone. I was like, I don't even know what that was about, but it had no effect on my life whatsoever. Like, it just it had no effect. And I was like, back in the day, it make it seem like you gotta, especially if somebody press you, like you gotta, like, know who you talk to. Mm-hmm. I just had no interest in it. One, you might really be about that life. Hey, brother, I'm just trying to do some content. I ain't even with all that. Two, I never met the person, so I definitely don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, listen, man, I got up, I meditated that morning, I'm about to go somewhere.
I ain't got time.
That's growth.
You know, hey, get your meditate on. Like, y'all thugs need to meditate too.
Oh, that's real, man.
Oh, it'd be good resolutions.
We all got a brain.
A lot more, like, you know what I mean?
They would know how to just calm it down a little bit.
Different conversation. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Hello, Rome.
Listen, brother. You got to check him out.
Brother, man, Rome.
When I'm thinking
about my feelings exactly.
Brother, can I
see what you gotta understand?
I do not want to assume.
I'm not taking it personally, neither. Oh, man.
Imagine they do Baby Boy with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Look, son, you taking care of my kid all right? I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
How y'all feel about this this Bobby girl? Y'all been watching her stuff?
Oh,
Bobby?
The industry playing, man.
Nah, you know what? She, you know what I mean? You get that. She got that pass. First off, we're not going, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that does
help.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I really believe she was planted there.
You believe the industry planted stuff?
Think about, like, just out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere.
Like, I understand you got a following on TikTok and all that stuff. It's cool. And she actually, I like her humor because I like dry humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just to get the lineup that you got, your second or third interview is Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Drake?
Mm-hmm. Well, you looked at her. Mm-hmm. How did you do that? Like, I thought she just had an ill agent.
Nah, that's crazy.
An agent herself.
Yeah. I heard her manager is Drake's manager.
See,
that's what's like
that's
going
what
around.
That's,
I feel like everyone's just like
God
throwing shit out.
All her different things.
She could honestly just be that girl.
Yeah, yeah, she could be that beat.
But absolutely not. No, I don't think so. No. I ain't going with
that. When you got that pass, it's just a
different type of time.
But I'm just here for
all the news and shit. How did you do this podcast?
We got a lot of all these wires. We got it and whatnot. She got three wires, nigga. That's hilarious.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I do like to see like a viral code cracked and shit. Mm-hmm. You found a little.
Yeah, you definitely found a code.
See what works.
Definitely found a code.
And it also, like, it's a world in podcasts. You know, you can go anywhere. You can tap in any channel and know, like, different pockets. Like, I like the different type of pocket that she's starting with, that dry humor, like you're saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's so enjoyable to act like, you know what I mean?
It's a character podcast.
It's perfect because you can literally say what you want. Yeah. And people be like, oh, they're doing a character.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was racist, but I'm like, oh, that's a character. She ain't mean that. That's funny.
Y'all been in a podcasting game early, man.
We started podcast in 2015.
What made y'all do that?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even remember why. I think my boy had like a mixer, and I was like, I heard about this podcast stuff. Let's just get on the mic and talk. And we knew people like talk, so we was all audio at first for like the first year.
What you hear about it, like, they weren't talking no funds, right? That wasn't really set up at the time.
I didn't even know you could. It was just like YouTube when we first got on YouTube. I didn't even know you could make. I don't know it made no money. So we just talking shit. Then we added cameras onto it, and our mic setup was trash. I think we had one mic.
Oh,
like Nas,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
It was the Nas podcast.
In the middle of the table. Yeah, my thing about that is. Everything sounding hollow and whatever. But then we slowly added to like two or three mics. Like, all right, we get somewhere. Then we added a camera or two, and then it slowly started to go from there. But I don't think we really started taking it serious till maybe 2018.
Is that when everyone got their own mic?
Yeah, that's about it. Big announcement, nigga, we're stepping it up. I know y'all not used to hearing all the voices.
Cam got a mic.
Mike got a mic. It's just interesting to see where it's interesting to see where podcasting is now, because I want to know where it's going in the next like 10. You know what I'm saying? Like the next 10 years, like. What's going to be new? Is podcasting just going to be the new? I mean, it is the new radio, essentially. But what happens from there? You know, I don't know.
I think podcasting honestly is going to start to hit like talk shows, and it's going to start to like beat down that wall.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's like the internet's version of talk shows.
I think
a lot more brands are going to be offering cats podcasts to say like, yo, come do a podcast here.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like, that's what I'm saying, like with this Barbie girl, she's introducing like a new wave of like podcasts where it's like a podcast doesn't have to just be this, like, or what people think it has to be. It can be this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can be playing a character or whatever. So
Well, podcasts, I feel like, have always been that kind of thing. Like, there's so many different podcasts, right?
Yeah, it's a world.
So I feel like what she's doing now is just shedding light on that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was doing a audition, and in the audition,
had like you drop your tape into different Dropbox folders for a commercial. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Was it for this one?
No, I went for the Best Buy. Hey, Best Buy. I'm gonna tell you a funny story about that commercial. So we'll get back to that.
We'll get back.
Put a pin in it. Quick question. I just need to know. They let you keep the scarf, brother.
Man, I wanted all of it. That boy about his business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know ladies would watch that commercial like, oh, that's a good brother right there. Yeah. He got some stuff going on about him.
I'm about to say, you played a good brother in a lot of commercials, man. Right? Let me see you in the gym and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? That's a good brother in the ATT guy. Hey.
Let me tell y'all something about that.
We're going to put a pin in that.
But I'm filling out, so they had the Dropbox folders. They had, all right, so they had single ladies, couples, younger males, sons, daughters. Then they had the folder that I was supposed to drop mine in, and I didn't really like what it was titled. Because I looked at it and I was like, oh, damn, like, that's me? Like,
you just holding your files up?
Yeah, I was just like,
all your files are blue. Right? Yeah.
The folder they had me in was older millennial. You know?
And I ain't got my folder.
I was like, hey, this is the folder I'm supposed to be dropping in? They was like, yeah. They was like, you know, the 35 to 45. I was like, damn, okay. Mm. Y'all ain't want to cap that down a little bit? Like,
the same group?
Yeah, the same group. Like, we are out of 50. Because here's the thing. This is the disrespectful part. They had younger millennial. Then they had, I said, come on, man. You can't just bug it. Like, what's the hell? It's one time. Yeah, one pool. Younger.
Well, we noticed. We'll move it. We'll move it for you.
I was like, damn, like, older millennial. And then... After older millennial, I found out one of my friends was talking to me. They have geriatric millennial. I said, geriatric?
What is that?
I guess that's the towards the 45. I said, geriatric is crazy.
Yeah. It's not just a new word.
That's a new word. That's crazy. Yeah. But I forgot, you know, it's Gen Z, Gen X. Like, it's all this stuff below me now. I can't even keep up. I don't know who is what. And I was going to ask y'all. And, you know, there's so many labels out here. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't know.
I'm not doing labels.
I'm just like, you, bruh. Everybody, bruh. What's up, bruh?
Hey, wifey, bro.
Man, wifey, bro. Yeah, me and bro, like, we just,
you know. Like, ooh, they call them bro.
That bro, one bro, two.
I'm just trying to stay safe out here, bro.
But I was going to ask y'all, like, now that you've gotten older, like, do you feel like, you know, I feel like when I meet people, I'm like, damn, they still make people that young? Like, you 19, 20?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Still make people that young? Y'all still?
It drops me out. After I hear, like, you're born after 2000, it just blows my mind. Like,
you walking this shit?
Yeah.
Can you be born in 2008?
Like, my cousin, she was born in 2000. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. It's easy to keep up with your age because it's like right there. But I'm just like, then there's people born in 2001, 2002. This one vlog I was watching. This dude was sitting around with his friends, and he was like, yeah, man, we getting older. It's crazy. We 21 now.
Wow.
Hey, shut your ass up. Shut your ass up. But it's crazy, like, when your parents tell you, like, when you was that age, it was like, you just felt... knew you was grown.
Yeah,
like,
You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah. Kanye, you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I knew it all. I knew everything. Then you turn 30, or even late 20, you like... Damn, I was stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
I got a lot. So you do all the fixing at 30. Yeah. Just like, let me clean up the mess and shit.
Get off the couch. Get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
Not doing that. And then when you start paying for your own stuff, you realize why you was getting yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the damn lights off, all that stuff. You used to be like, bro, you wilding. Like, calm down. Then now when you get that bill, you like... Hey man, turn them lights.
Turn it down. Turn it down again.
I knew I was getting old. I remember I said this a while, but I knew I was getting old when I was back at home and my sister had the TV on mad loud. So you know, black people, we don't directly tell you what we talking about. We got to kind of beat around the bush.
Yeah.
So I came downstairs and TV was, you know, kind of cranked up a little bit. I had a lot going on in my mind, so I was like, I don't need to hear this. So I was like, damn, TV loud, ain't it?
just wanted to, like, you know, get your attention over there.
Yeah, yeah. TV.
A little loud.
Yeah, TV. That's crazy.
You talking to your little cousin. That shit bumping. Why can't I just say, hey, can you turn down a little bit? Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. You know, TV loud. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question because I want you to find the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens if she doesn't?
She didn't. Like, okay. And then I was like, can you turn it down a little bit? I'm like, yeah. Because my thing is, I'm like, do you need it that loud? Like, it's very loud, but it's just interesting the things that you find yourself doing. You're like, damn, this is what I used to be doing. But also, a lot of stuff didn't make sense. Like, my grandma used to say wild shit to me. Now that I'm older, I'm like, grandma, that wasn't it. Like, that wasn't the one.
Yeah.
Stop running around before you run my electricity up. So my feet.
Was
my
that
feet,
a rule?
Yeah, like, stop. You know, Ovo just say stuff. Like, stop running around before you run my damn electricity up.
Yeah. All that shit, man.
So you mean the static from my feet is going to make the bill go up?
You don't have that part of the question.
No, you
just stop running. Just like, okay, but when you get older, you like, damn, that really does. They ain't really. That ain't made no sense.
But that's what you do to meditating, man. Like, you remember those old rules and shit.
Why'd you
ask me that?
That's like saying, I stopped running around for my car back out the driveway. By like, what?
Where the key at?
I'm going to do that.
One of the funniest things I've seen is, like, when couples argue, it was a video I was talking about when couples argue, especially when it's when a guy is trying to, like, you know, you're trying to break that silence after you done argue because you still, you know, you love this person, but y'all really just got into it.
Yeah.
Dude just come in and say anything. He get into the room and be like, it's always been a Silla fan here. That's always. You know, like, you just say anything. I'm thinking about getting a new dresser, honestly. And then you followed up with what you were doing to ask. You hungry? You want to get some?
Sometimes you got to poke and see if it's still like, you know, question out there.
You still liking this car?
I know we talk about it.
Those are the nuances of relationships that I think is cool, especially when you've been together with somebody for a while and you're like, all right, how am I going here and do this? I gotta figure this out.
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. I always break it with food, though.
You got
food is a good one.
Food
is a good one.
What else? You can break it with food. You can break it with sex, but you can't.
Nah, you can get turned down.
You can't.
You can break it with, like,
being funny don't always work either.
Because you're not funny right now. You're not funny. You gotta, it's gotta be something like, hey, they called about the, you know,
life shit.
I need you. You still got the account for the,
Ain't nobody on that fucking
Sorry.
You hungry?
I'm trying to pay my cable bill or something. My bad.
Shit gets smoothed out when someone else comes in, though. Like, they say your mom come over, and they go,
We all good.
Everything cool.
I used to do that with my older brother. Like, you'd be upset at us or whatever, and, like, just, I don't know, not talk to us and shit. And then when we'd all be at the table eating dinner, I'd be like, hey, Ryan, pass me the ketchup.
Yeah, because our dad's right there.
You know this nigga don't want
to
pass you nothing,
nigga. Ryan, appreciate help me that.
Appreciate you, gang. Thank you.
We're funny for that.
I'm really at the point now in my life where I love a good uncomfortable conversation, though. Mm-hmm. I like it.
What you mean?
Like, if I'm, because I used to be a type, like, I'm gonna hold my tongue, like, for and I'm gonna just try to, I'm gonna figure out how to get to my point without directly.
TV loud, ain't it?
TV loud, ain't it?
Yeah, okay.
No more TV loud, ain't it?
Okay.
Hey, my nigga, that's loud. Turn that down, please.
Why the shit gotta be so loud?
What's going on? But now, like, so even in relationships or just dealing with people in general, now I try to find that compassionate line, but also still, like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. You know, this, like, communicate. Because I hate
it. Works.
It do work. Like, hey, I don't know if y'all know, but that communicate shit crazy, but it sounds crazy. But that's the wild part is a lot of people don't talk. Like, like, people will go years without talking to each other and then meet up and be like, so, you was just really mad about this one thing.
Oh, word.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Growth,
nigga. Yeah. Locked in with twins.
And, you know, it's tough with, you know, men and women. It's tough because we like, all right, I got to find the right way to say this. Because I don't, you know, I don't want to ruffle no tail feathers.
Some people don't have that, man, which is crazy.
You just come out, boom, boom. Yeah,
some people come in hot and you like, all right. Mm-hmm. And I had, they come in smashing shit. I also had to realize I'm very much a, if it affects me right now, especially if it's my, with my girl, it affects me right now. I want to talk about it right now. Mm. But I had to realize some people not like that. Some people need, like, give me like a day. Let me walk that off. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me, but I've learned to compromise. I'm like, I want to go ahead and settle this
right now.
Yeah. All right, let's meet in the middle. You said 24 hours. Let me get an 8 hour. Let me get a window. Because some people will take they'll take their time, and then you won't hear nothing about it for about 4 days. Now I got anxiety because I don't know what's going on.
You losing your good points.
Why am I? Should I be?
I don't even know what it is.
That's why niggas just started writing letters. So you want to talk right now?
Open this when you're ready.
That's the only time that text messaging is cool in an argument is if y'all are not like arguing, but you're just trying to get lay out the points. But if you like low key like arguing, you got to get off the text. Like you're gonna be saying crazy. Hey man, you gotta FaceTime me. Stop arguing in public over the phone. You look stupid. Don't do that. That's crazy.
You don't even need to be arguing.
Outside. You like, what's wrong with you?
Going to the car.
You like, bro, I see you over there arguing. I see you over there yelling.
I just be like, hey, I can't talk about
like this right now.
Right now.
But I'm going to call you back.
Bro. You ever see one of the homies, you guys are just out having a good day and shit to get that paragraph?
Boy.
You just off in the paragraph corner?
And you look. And you know when they get it to, because y'all was just laughing it up.
Pass me that.
Y'all was crazy. And then they said, you just see him over there. Because at first his face is like cool. He's like,
nigga working. Crafting that text.
You said something to him. You all right? No, everything cool. Everything cool. What time we getting out of here?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
That's the worst. Or I've been in the car with homies arguing. That ain't fun.
No. Real life in the flesh. Do that.
Let me out, bro. Because I know I feel it coming. You going to throw me in here. I don't want to let me out.
Bro, what you think, man? They both looking at you and shit.
Life crazy, man. What I think is y'all should just like meet in the middle.
Y'all important.
Meet in the middle of that thing.
But super general and safe.
Play it safe.
You were like, that's the bit about because you know a word is bond. Like, what? What does that mean?
I just look. He driving. Let's just finish this later.
This Best Buy commercial.
Oh yeah.
Well, first I guess I can talk about the origin of it. So my agent sent me the audition. So I was like, all right, cool. Did the audition. I think in the audition I just had to pretend like I was talking to my sister on the phone, like in the commercial.
Mm-hmm. What you mean, my sister? Did they tell him, like, talk to your sister? Hold on, what you mean by that?
No, that's not my sister. That's my black queen.
Well, hey, look, I'm just trying to make a commercial, man. Auntie, uncle, nigga, literally anyone. Your dog, okay.
The thing is, ask this one, what you mean by that?
Shake them off, no matter what.
Just realize like the multi complexity of a word. Like,
what else could that mean? What I just say?
Now you got me tripping. Like what I've been doing? So I did the audition. Then you get a call back. So I was like, all right, had to go to the call back. Had to be in LA traffic because the call back at 3:45. I said, all right, here we go. All right, I better get it. I'm driving down. I need to get something. I get down there and it's like. For those who don't know anything about commercial auditions or just audition in general, what you'll find out is it's annoying because you get down there and you realize how many people look like you.
You got all the wrong green juniors.
All the wrongs down there. Shit. Yeah. All the black, brown skinned bearded brothers meeting in one location. Yeah. And we all, and you walk in and everybody know what we all here for.
Yeah.
You walk in.
You do it for the fuck.
What's up? Hey, who smell good in here? What y'all
and you gonna see probably one or two homies that you already know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, in your mind, you like, oh, what's up, man? And in your mind, be like, man, this nigga better not get this shit.
I'm wishing the worst for you.
That nigga got me.
And what's not fun is when you sitting out there and you hear laughing going on in there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
like, oh, they killing it in there. They clapping. Hey, <"Yeah, laughs> you know, they walk out the door. Hey, all right, then next week, get me out of here.
Yo.
What's up, y'all? Right, and then they'd be like, all right, wrong. Fuck, man. I gotta follow this up now. I'm thinking of all the jokes. I'm like, all right. Yeah. But so this particular one, a couple people went in front of me. Then I'm the last one there. Dude steps out the door. He was like, Rome. I was like, yeah. He was like, he looked around. He was like, come here. I was like, what's up? He was like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like,
I love a good secret.
You want me to keep it real? I love when a nigga bringing me in. Like, I'm
okay. Come here. First off, you smell good.
What is that? Hey, what is that? That's shea butter. Shea butter. Okay. He was like, they've been pretty much honestly just talking about you this whole time. So really, all you got to do in there is go in there and be yourself, bro. You got it. He was like, they going to book you, like, for sure.
This is up.
Wow. I was like, hey, appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bad.
We all good.
But then I was like, damn, maybe he shouldn't have told me that, because now I'm thinking about that when I go in. What's up, y'all?
Mexican, I don't know what the hell this is.
So I go in there, do my thing, whatever. Bet. By the time I got home, my agent called me, was like, they booked you. I was like, bet. So buddy wasn't lying. I was like, all right, he looked out. Cool. Get to, it was a 2-day shoot, one this piece downtown, and then we shot in I think like Pasadena area. What people like when people see a commercial, it's 30 seconds, you know, it's color corrected, look crazy, it's good. It was mayhem on set. Not like bad, but just like everybody was everywhere. And it's because 2 days, and you know, when they got that production budget, they not trying to go past nothing.
Every minute is,
funniest shit. When DPs and directors aren't aligned, director of photography and the director, the guy who shoot, and the guy who's pointing, for those who don't know, so when the DP and the director aren't on the same page, it's one of the funniest things, but it caused chaos. So the first day, light is getting low, and because in the second scene of this, I come up to my mom's house. And it's supposed to be like dusk time, but it was getting dark.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the car. We doing the car scene. I'm sitting in the car. The DP is right here kind of setting up his shot. Finally, and he had just talked to the director like, hey, we need to make sure we clear everybody. I'm trying to get this shot. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look beautiful. You know, when DPs be by their shot, they like, hey, he got his team together. My lighting good. Like, we good. You do your job. Like, get clear it out. Cool. So director says, action. And so I'm in the middle of doing my take. DP says, cut.
Mm-hmm. He's
like,
whispering.
Yeah, he was like, cut. He put the camera down. He stepped out the car. Everybody, move the fuck out the way. Move the fuck out the way. Because they were still in the shot.
Yeah.
And then he looked at the director. He's like, what else I got to do? All right, come on. Now I got to do my shit. I'm like, everybody good?
Everybody. You want to take it from the top?
So it was just a funny experience. But, like, of course, I mean, they talked about it after. I think that's just a passion when you're doing something. Yeah, like, I think they probably had an understanding, like, we both want the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just not clicking right now. Yeah. So we need to, but you got to have tough skin like that. Like, assistant directors, like ADs, they got to be on it because they got to be the asshole of the set. Cause they got to tell people, quiet down, shut up, move. Like, we got this much time.
Yeah.
So I respect ADs a lot because they kind of take a lot of the heat sometimes. Yeah. It's like, this dude, the asshole, is like, nah, he really just doing his job. Yeah. Like, that's what he got to do.
It's a respectful way to do it. Like, if you round the truth off and say, look, I'm AD. When I say it, please.
Because I'm trying to help y'all. Like, yeah, I'm trying to get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But sometimes people still don't listen, so then you got to crank up.
Some people are bad at behaving, bro. Yeah. It blows my mind. Adults, they be like, hey, I need everyone quiet.
Why are you talking? Like, you know
what's going on?
I just said we literally got 15 minutes to get this shot, so I need everybody on
board. Bro, the sun is coming down like what? Sun going down like this. Like, the sun is going down.
Never move faster until you do
something. Let me ask y'all, brother, something, man. Y'all ever been yelled at while the sun is going down in the night suit?
I ain't never been specific.
Let me know.
Yeah, that is specific. Bro,
when I was shooting the Wait For You video, there's the same scene that was the sun was going down, and I'm supposed to come in my suit and give a letter to the queen, basically just saying, Future is cheating on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what you need to do. Let me know. I'll go on a mission for you. That's a scene.
That's a scene.
So I'm just
waiting. You got
waiting.
Your part. You ready?
I'm in the suit.
You in the suit. Yeah, I suit it up.
I can't bend my knees in this shit, so I'm just fucking standing all day or leaving.
You just laying on bricks and shit. Let me go to the dressing room and say, all right, let me get dressed and jump inside. Nigga, just get on.
Yeah, we don't even. So the sun is going down, and I'm waiting in my, I'm just out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you guys need me, I'm right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that mobile. So then we get there's a miscommunication. Oh, no. Sun's going down, timing, all that.
Yeah,
right?
Sun,
like,
hey, sun be sun moving. Sun be moving.
So it's time to get the shot now, and the director asked like one of the guys to come get me.
Yeah.
This guy
so
comes
the director
in,
is
like,
Director X.
Mm.
Okay, gotcha.
And X
gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you. We gonna climb it up for that one.
X gonna give it to you, man.
He don't need the AD to tell you what he need to tell. He gonna tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen that nigga jump off the fucking tripod of a camera into some mud. I said, shut the fuck up. I'm joking. It sounded good.
Yeah.
So now this director puts fear in this man's heart to go get the fucking knight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guess they're looking for me for a minute, but no one knew exactly
location. Mm. Like,
no, they knew where I was at. Just no one told me.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
So, and it took a while to get the shot set up. So this guy comes in. He's like, yeah, we got to go. Come on.
You see the fear in him? I need you to come here.
Come.
He said, hey, we got to go. You see a nigga people? Yeah. Like, hey, I ain't see his eyeballs all day. He's like, we got to go.
So I'm like, I'm easy, man. I'm just trying to make sure everyone get the job done. Yeah. We're here to have a good time.
Right.
So I'm there moving in my suit, just having like a little conversation. I go down and say, how the shoe going?
What the fuck? Nigga just
focus on moving. So now I approach. It's like the longest walkway. So we're at a castle. So it's literally like.
And all the pressure on you now.
Yeah.
Because now you can't come in and be fucking up. You got to.
Yeah. The pressure on me, but I'm not even on my little X mark yet. It's like maybe just about the size of a football field, the length I got to walk
to.
That's
crazy.
Everyone's
just looking at you. Yeah.
I'm really just looking. So like, the night's coming. And I'm just there. I'm like, all right, fuck. So I'm with a long walk. Stiff. I'm walking stiff. Knees are bad right now with this.
Yeah.
X says, hurry the fuck up! I
said, hey. Oh, you hear clink, clink.
Dog, I fucking moved. I was rushing. The nigga, I couldn't even hear him too well. He said, hurry the fuck up. He pointed at the sun. I seen the sun going down. Said,
and the yell echoed in your head. Your night helmet.
Every man.
That's crazy.
Well, we went there.
It'd be pressure on them sets, man. Sometimes it'd be heavy, definite pressure. Mm. I remember the first time when we were with Comedy Central, I had never been on a real set before.
Yeah, come from YouTube and shit.
Come from YouTube.
You just like
where
going the sun going down.
Where we used to do everything. Like, we going to sun go down. We'll make a sun. It don't matter. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But on set, what blew my mind, and it's going to sound funny for people like, duh, nigga. Like, what blew my mind was, as soon as we did the scene, it was like, all right, cut. We'll come get y'all when we're ready for the next scene. We was like,
oh shit, we ain't gotta do nothing else.
Y'all need help moving the cameras in the booth.
Y'all ain't gotta do nothing else. Which y'all don't understand that when you come from years of doing everything yourself, and somebody tell you just go sit your ass down.
Yeah.
You fidgety, like you like
feeling mad as shit.
Yeah. Like, all right, y'all, I can hold a boom. I can do this. Yeah. But, then you start doing it, you be like, I think people think set life is like, oh, you get on set, you like working all day. Be honest with y'all.
You
waiting for about cool six hours. Yeah. Your call time 10.
Yeah.
You shooting about 4.
Yeah.
Call me that early.
Why y'all call me this early?
The amount of stuff I can do in my day.
For real.
6 a.m. waiting in a suit.
Waiting
in
a suit.
Night suit.
Damn.
What I got to do? I can't even check my. I can't text in these shits.
As soon as you get there, they be like, yeah, go ahead and get dressed. So in your mind, you're like, oh, bet. We're ready. They be like, all right, get dressed. Sit right here, please.
4 hours. Yeah, you coming? How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Then for lunch, they be like, take it off. We won't get nothing on the suit. Why y'all put me in the first place? Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I ate soup. I ate lunch in my suit. I was just so fed up. I'm like, bro, I'm not taking this off. That's it.
It's a lot to get into.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
Yeah. Good times. Where's
were you just traveling or were you... posting old pictures like Drake said in this song.
Yeah. I was traveling.
Okay. Because I hold a picture.
Because
everybody don't even know where I'm at.
At the same time, I say it's today.
Yeah, you know,
just picture me on the beach.
It's me, bro.
I get it. It's day in winter. That's fine.
It's me.
Where was you at?
I was in Wales and I went to Portugal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Portugal. How was it?
It was nice. Yeah. I feel like they need to clean the city up, though. You know what I mean?
That for real?
Pressure washing.
Humans need to know how to treat a city, how to treat their home.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like,
okay.
Toronto's one of those places, man.
That's why we
had
a global boiling right now. Not a global boiling, man.
There's all this garbage and shit on the floor.
Yeah.
I see people, I'm like bottle like this, just like fucking finish it. Oh, fuck. I'm like, bro.
I can't hang with this
right now. Like,
you know what I mean? That makes me so mad because I'm like, you inconsiderate. If you'll do that to the bottle, I can't trust you with none of my possessions. Right, like, what you doing? Like,
it doesn't even make sense, man.
Yeah, I hate seeing people litter, bro. I know that sounds real adult, but like,
come on.
Like, this your home. We gotta take care of our home, bro. Yeah. Come on, man.
Our brother, our own blood, threw a pizza box.
A pizza box is crazy.
That is crazy.
I give you a water bottle. Pizza box is wild because you got to frisbee it.
I couldn't believe my eyes, bro. He dropped the wing. He's eating pizza in the car first. He's a driver, brother.
He's driving.
Yeah, got the pizza box flipped up. Finished his pizza.
He opens his window. Like, I must be hot.
Bro, there's no more pizza box in the car.
Nah, that's crazy.
Not even, bro.
You got to.
I had to look at this man. His eye dog. For the rest of my
life.
That's
the shit you wake up in the middle of the night. You be like, this nigga really threw a piece of bird.
I can't do it.
What's some petty stuff that you feel like you can't hang out with somebody with? Like, I be thinking about it. Like, what?
Dirty mouth, man.
If somebody gathered too much spit in their mouth,
I can't.
Go
like this. Clean it, brother.
He got the collection going right here.
Yeah. Oh, that collection plate.
It gotta go somewhere. Sometimes it's your shirt. They just say the wrong P word.
Because the whole time I'm watching it store up. I'm watching it build up. And I'm like, they ain't gonna swallow it. No point. Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna go clear my dude.
The only time, bro,
like, is when you're freestyling. That's when it's all right.
When you're going crazy, nigga.
I want to see Dracula.
Yeah, do your thing.
Crazy.
See that. What else? I'm trying to think. Like, yo, I don't like when niggas don't close cabinets, bro. Like, I can't.
Yeah. That's me.
I can't. I'll tell you what.
Let me say my piece. I'm like that.
Yeah.
I'm used to a certain cabinet that I just kind of so used to closing that when I go like this, it closes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My shit closes, it stops. And I'm always like, look at the reach.
See,
and
you
close
came,
it.
You
like
came from a bougie
up.
Cabinet. Now you're not, your cabinet's not bougie no more. Mm-hmm. You gotta put some force on that cabinet.
I gotta leave my fridge clean. You're in the fridge where, like, when one door opened, another one just like pop.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, nigga.
So closed cabinet, the spitty mouth I can't do.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to think what else. What
Not knowing how to air out a toilet, man. Like, you gotta know, like, yo, set your the fan the window.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Like a courtesy, you gotta have some courtesy, okay.
Man. You gotta like, get okay. Your doo doo set up right. Oh, man,
that's real. I wanna get this clean.
Some nigga doo doo wrong.
No, bro, that's real. That's real.
I don't like people who share pets. Like, I don't really like
share pets.
Like co-parenting. Like, if I meet a girl and she like, yeah, I'm, you know, I got my dog. Well, I got your dog with who?
Nah, you get...
what you mean you got your dog?
Oh, nah, that's okay, fine. Okay. That's fine.
No, I don't do that.
You gotta do that. The roommates.
Like with a friend?
Not with a friend.
Like, oh, no, man.
What point?
Like, what an ex do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
So this ain't no kid, bro.
So they sharing the dog type shit.
Yeah, figure it out. Like,
who's taking the dog?
Yeah. Even between two people, whose dog is it mostly?
Whose dog is it mostly? Because if I pick him up and my man see me on the street and he like, yo, put down my dog, I'm like, well, brother, she told me it was that's too much for me.
Yeah.
I can't do the co-parenting step dog thing.
Oh, like that. Yeah, no.
I gotta go home with the dog, bro. I gotta bring it back.
I gotta bring the dog back.
I thought you meant on some roommate shit.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm talking about like with the ex dude. I'm like,
she lives somewhere else and shit.
I never even heard of that.
That's like the kid. Like, nah, you gotta figure that out.
She's a parent, nigga.
No. But I've been taking care of this dog for years, bro. She told me it wasn't even mine.
Look at us.
Nigga,
Loki looking like a chihuahua. I'm like,
extra. I think people who don't know how to control their volume, that's another one.
Oh,
because why would you need to be this close to me and just be up here with it? Like, and now you making me nervous because people looking at us together. Yeah. We're a unit now. Yeah. And I'm like, fans do that a lot. Fans do that a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we was I can't remember what airport. And it's the worst because not everybody know you.
Yeah.
So they come up, yo, roll! I gotta keep it chill.
Yeah, you looking around?
No. It's good. No, appreciate it. Yo, bro, like, I love that video. Cool. You know, when that ass was like, y'all talking about eating ass and shit.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah,
you get alone. Yeah.
You know,
all right, nigga. You tell the agent, give me a second. Hey, man, you know, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you. Hey, hold on. You ain't seen this video? That's the worst when somebody ain't seen your video. Yeah. They're like, no, you gotta watch. And the person is in there like,
don't watch that.
It's cool. You gotta control your volume, bro. We had a dude in class when I was my freshman year in college. Bless his heart, man. He just couldn't.
God bless him.
He couldn't get his volume right. So it was all that. It was like he crescendoed and decrescendoed. Like, so he would raise his hand. He'd be like, all right, let me tell you. I got a question. We'd be like, where is he starting at? Like, what's the. Yeah. He'd go up and then come back down, and then you'd be trying to listen in. But when you listen in, he start yelling, and then you got to back up again. You'd be like, all right, listen, you got to figure out where your volume is.
Where your volume
going? Like, what do you mean, nigga?
Sometimes I'll ask you boys, I'm like, what? Just scream more?
I yell sometimes too. I'm guilty of that too.
Like, sorry, I'm my fault.
Especially, don't let me get too excited. I'm really.
You say we're going to Disney.
This nigga can be like, yo, bro, stop yelling at me. But Cam gonna be the one. He's like,
Cam is all down.
Oh yeah, he keep it level. His
levels compared to us. These episodes.
Yeah, Cam's like, I'm like, bro, you gotta stop whispering, bro. We had a dude. Shout out to my boy Johnny.
Johnny
in Atlanta. He's the quietest, loudest person I've ever seen. Like,
wait, what?
He'll be across the room, and you'll be like, Johnny, hey, what time are we going to the thing? He'll be like, 7:00. But you'll hear it good. He'll be like, how he do that? Like, he got like a megaphone, but it's not. It's like, I'm like, how he? Because he ain't
yeah.
He'd be like, we was leaving one place one time, college, and leaving a party. Mm. And he was like, yo, how much is to get in? We was like, oh, it's 20. He was like, fuck that. And it kind of just trailed up. Like, y'all heard that? Like, everybody
got shivers up their back.
It's like, how you do that? It's crazy.
crazy.
You probably got a unique neck shape, man.
Because your neck make your voice.
Yeah, that's
your voice projection.
That's a wild thing to say to somebody, bro. Hey, you got a unique neck shape, bro.
That's gross. That's
real. We as men, we got to be honest,
man.
The
funniest thing going around right now, you know, the stuff that men can't do, like, that's one of the funniest things.
Oh, yeah, they update the list.
They update the list, and that shit funny. You can't lay on your stomach. You can't ask your homie for a ride.
What's the easy way to find that?
I think you type in things men can't do on Google, it's probably gonna pop up. Cause it's like, ladies, y'all gotta chill, man. You can't go to brunch with your homies. What if I wanna go chop it up? We got some business to chop it up. You know what I'm saying?
It falls between like lunch and breakfast.
50 things a man cannot do. First result.
Look. Go down. Let me see what they got. All right, send a text in under 5 minutes. I can't
appreciate a foreign film.
What?
Nurse a child.
Have you
what
seen
you mean? Church?
Endure pain.
I think this is different. Hold on.
No, this is funny. This is funny. Resist Home Depot. No, that's funny.
I can easily. Do
okay,
that.
Yeah, this is a different one.
This is white Twitter.
Yeah, this is a different one.
They're saying shit niggas can't do.
Go to Patrick
TikTok.
Cloud.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's
why is it always Patrick Cloud?
Oh, yeah, those are the that's the list.
Ew.
So that somebody's on the list. Eat bananas.
Now we're keeping track.
Eat popsicles.
Yeah.
Eat bananas.
Damn. Eat kale. Eat salad. So they don't want you to be healthy.
Mm, healthy damn. Greens and shit.
Yeah, yeah, no. Do yoga. You want me to be limber?
Mm. I'm limber.
I like being limber.
I like being limber.
L-I-M-B-A. Limber.
Limber.
Dance generally. So cut the Dougie out. You
cut
done.
The Dougie out. Yes. Lean on the wall.
Have female friends that you are not interested in having sex with. Oh. Golly, that's crazy.
Go to brunch.
Spend time with female friends. Have too many female friends. Go to a movie.
Have too many male friends?
I thought that, like you can't have too many friends. You can't have too many friends.
I mean, that's across
the
board.
The list is 119.
Whoa, oh my God. Whoa.
Retrieve ping pong balls while playing beer pong. You can't go get say no to $3 cheese. You can't get a go play.
Like anime, like Marvel, Star Wars, damn. Lord of the Rings, or any
tell
other nerdy
things. Tell her you took
things.
A bath. When last time you took a bath, though, low key?
Yeah, been a minute.
You can only take a bath if you're in a royal hotel, I believe.
I'll take a salt bath though.
Okay, okay.
After a gym or something, that'll be nice.
Not pay for all of her friends. Also, absolutely. See, that's tricky. That's very tricky.
They just customize all the shit.
Not pay for all of her. Honestly, if I go to dinner, y'all. Whatever.
What? No, it depends. It depends on the situation.
My girl ain't finna come with 10.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
It's gonna be a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
This shit is unreasonable.
All of this is unreasonable.
You know what I mean? Like, realistically, boys,
first
if we're
off,
going out,
I want to do some yoga because I'm trying to stay moving right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Like Marvel, Star Wars.
Niggas can't wear a seatbelt.
Take it off.
No strap.
Take it
off. You got a $1 car. No strap, bro.
I agree with 115, though, boys. Hell yeah.
Get it to go play.
Fuck all that. We
going
down.
This is all right here. We out here to go. I'm the go.
See, that's the issue. So I'm reading a new book right now.
Oh,
right?
You're
gonna add it to the list. Niggas can't tell me about a book. I'm reading a book about the blue zones in Japan.
Blue zones.
So. There are blue zones across the world where the most centurions live. Centurions are people that live 100 and older.
Mm.
So there's one in Italy, one in Costa Rica, one here in Loma Linda, California.
Really?
One in Japan and one in Greece. In Japan, it's in Okinawa, Japan. And we about to go to Japan in October. So I'm going to go ahead and skip on over to Okinawa, see what they talking about over there. But basically, in this book, they saying like, well, one is community. They got to have community.
Yeah.
They doing regular walking, just like outside getting the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They eating only the 80% full. They not overindulging. So when they overindulge, their body can't break down everything, which leads to different disease. So that's a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a good book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need that book.
I think it's called Ikigai.
When you a big nigga, you been doing it all your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's how they
your
catch
body
it.
Your body don't break it down.
Nah.
You didn't read the book. You didn't read the book. As you get older, your body it's going to break it down slower.
Yeah.
And you think, see, in your mind, you think you need to eat more, but you really already satisfied. It's learning to practice enough, brother. That's
you,
it.
You heard right, of Zupu?
What's that, some type of poop spray?
It's a pill.
Okay.
Break down all that.
It'll make you spray pool. Yeah.
Break down all that shit.
Zupu.
Get it out. Zupu is
a pill. That's the thing. You shouldn't even have to take all that. Your body is a mechanism that can break down so many things, my brother. Mm. Stay up here, brother.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right, right.
That nigga said it.
All right. Nah, for
that
real.
That was a five-finger tip. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That Zupu, that Zupu clears your colon.
Okay.
So, like, how
okay.
It comes out with colon cancer and shit, just clears all that shit out,
no,
washes
that's,
it out.
You, but here's the thing. You need a colonoscopy, and I don't really know when you're supposed to get that. Like,
yeah,
I don't
this
really.
Is about 30, 40, 50. 30 up.
Nah,
30 up. Yeah, no, I think it's younger now.
I think it's
30
up.
So
now?
Mm-hmm.
I think soon they're going to have to flush the boys on out. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, flush that system on out.
Yeah.
Get about it. But mm-hmm. the interesting thing about Japan, my mom, I was telling her about we going to Japan. She was like, when she was in the military, she had a lot of friends that would get stationed in Japan. She said, not gonna lie, she said she don't know. She might know one that came back. The rest of them all just end up staying in Japan.
Oh.
And I heard that from so many people about Japan. Like, so I'm super excited about going. I know both of y'all go. Or did
nah, he's been.
Okay, me. I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Yeah,
so
I keep saying it. I can't say the same thing. I'm trying to go with everyone though, and just
We need a group trip with us.
Mm.
I know they probably gonna put that on the list if I say
what the fuck is that?
And I did a hand motion. Too, so they really ain't. I got to do with guns. We need a group shot.
Group y'all niggas, man.
They don't want you to come together.
Yeah, they don't want that.
We do it because I know that should be fun. Like a group to everybody. That'd be dope.
Y'all could travel too, and y'all down to eat.
That's the number one thing, my pet peeve. Picky eaters, listen to me right now.
Yeah, I can't do a picky thing.
I can't roll with you. We not in the same bracket. You know what I'm saying?
Same here.
What you doing here? We on the island, and you saying I need to go get McDonald's? What we doing?
What?
Come on,
and those people exist, man.
And they be like, "Oh, I don't eat everything." Well, you don't be with me then. You don't fuck with me like that. You know what I'm saying?
What you telling me is me. You don't really. Why you?
We ain't really connected like I thought we were.
Yeah. Like, try the fruit, nigga.
Yeah. Do the fruits.
Come on, man.
Fruits.
Like, it's gonna be good for your system. To get all that nonsense out.
Yeah. Bro, I heard dudes be like, I don't really drink water like this.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
I've been doing a terrible job this morning. I'm going to clear that out.
Man, no, you can't drink too much water before the flight, though, man. Getting up on the flight.
You're right, man.
I had a mini panic attack on the way here, though. Low-key, I had to get up. I used the bathroom. And this door was interesting. It was a push door, but, like, you got to push it in a very specific spot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I washed my hands, and I go to push, and I heard the door go crack.
Oh.
I was like, don't tell me I'm stuck in. We only like an hour into the flight. Yeah. I got four more to go.
And you know, man ain't allowed to panic.
Yeah, so in my mind, I'm trying. Yeah, I was like, you good, bro? Like, relax. So I pushed it on the same spot again, and it was like, it wasn't budging. It rose up a little. It, you know, panic just came up. It's slight. Because I started going through scenarios. I was like, what if we get bad turbulence? You know what I'm saying? Or like, I'm in here.
Oh, fuck.
So I was like, all right, let me try to like lock it back, unlock it. Let me go. So then I pushed it again. I was like, man, that's crazy. It ain't open, huh? Panic meter went up a little.
The neck is like this and that.
Okay. All right, cool. So then I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me step back. And I look and I see on the thing, it got a hand where it say push. You know, I'm thinking that just means push. I can push wherever.
Yeah.
So I went to the hand. I said, all right. It felt like one of the hidden treasures. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I heard the lady say, you got to push a little harder than that. I said, oh. So I gave it a good push. I was like, that's great. But you know, I came out cool. I was like, I appreciate it.
Get that fixing shit.
Y'all doing all this now. Y'all WD.
They came by with the cart.
Y'all passed already.
Man, how'd you land this Queen Latifah role, man?
What'd you do to set it off?
Man, I remember when I posted it, and I really looked like Queen Latifah from Set It Off. I was like,
what did you
when I put that caption, I said, this is crazy, boy. Yo,
this is saxophone?
You got a
saxophone?
It's a trumpet, man. Come on, man. Three finger mafia, bro. Here's the thing, I remember, all right, one finger, that's F. Two fingers, that's D. We got E, I think it's all three.
Still got it. What was your go-to jam?
Man, shit, nothing, to be honest. I played it for like a year. Okay. Then I moved to drums. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, I got to get this to drums. But this was eighth grade. Eighth grade, and I looked like a masculine woman. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but low-key, though, skin was popping, though. You know what I'm saying? Skin routine was good.
This was like eating more than 80% here, bro.
This was like, I don't know if y'all, this is pre-fat. I'm about to hit fat. So I was like,
this is like when the fat documentaries are flashbacks to this point.
Then it just went up. And like being fat in high school at the beginning of high school ain't fun.
That's right.
But luckily I just had a good personality, so everybody was like, oh, he cool. He cool. They don't say that about my home. He good people. He funny, he can tell a joke too. But what was the wildest thing is, in high school I was voted most likely to be famous. I wasn't even doing nothing at the time. I had a little rap group, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think I remember one bar I had. This was an ignorant bar. I was like, I greet ladies like, what's up? Nice to meet y'all. Then I call them spaghetti, because next they meatballs.
Oh, come on, man.
You dirty motherfucker. Get him off the screen, man.
This guy had that bar?
Then I was like, we stay down militant like them dudes in them green suits. All my homies run with a pair of guns like green fruits. Come on, man.
Why you stop, man?
As you can see, you can hear it. The bars were crazy.
Okay, that was decent.
I stayed rapping. I mean, that's why we did all. We kept doing music and shit like that. It's just fun to rap. But I think it was at, I forgot when it, maybe in college. I was like, I don't think I would ever really take rap serious because the music industry was kind of dirty. Because that's when I started seeing, like, because I was interning at the studio and I would see a bunch of artists and I was like, I don't really like this industry like that. It's kind of like, it's weird, you know, you gotta find your little pocket. Now it's a little better because you can do your own thing. You ain't gotta go through all this, but back then I was like, I'm good, and then comedy came, but I was like, just be a jack of all trades, do whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out Tropical Storm, you know what I'm saying? Them boys crazy. I just had a talk with a couple of them, with both of them the other day, and they was like, they gonna come back with another album. So I said, I'll probably produce on that joint or something.
Let me know if you need a verse.
Oh yeah, no. You really gotta talk to them. Like, I ain't really any manager like that. So
I'm gonna
connect you. That was not great. So we got eight pre-fat. Okay. Then we got fat.
I can't even believe that's you.
Yeah, no, like, believe it. That's holy. First off, I want to shout out to my barber.
You had a barber.
No, that's the issue. I didn't. For sure. He should have showed up for me. Like, because why would I take this picture like this? Like,
who didn't know it was a picture there?
I think me.
Okay.
From the shirt.
You had the chest out at school?
Chest still be out to this day. I got to stay 10 toes down on the chest out. But I had a lot of chest to put out. That's the thing.
Extra chest.
Yeah, chesticles. It was a lot going on.
Well, confidence
is up. The thing, I could tell I was getting bigger because my neck was getting darker. So I knew.
Is that how you know?
Yeah. I knew. I was like, all right, I'm reaching peak bigness now. We gotta scale it back. And I remember I went to the doctor and he said a sentence that changed my life, and I never went back. I started working out, doing all. He said, because my mom was with me, he said, listen, your son is borderline obese.
How many peas you pushing?
How many? Oh yeah. the peas right there. I was about 5'8", 5'9", and then I weighed like 220. Like right now I'm 6'2", 220.
You were pushing Pete.
That's
that was out. All compacted.
Yeah,
that's compacted.
Yeah. So
without the braids.
Yeah, without the braids. So I had to go ahead and cut them off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had a new role. You know what I'm saying? Cut them off. But yeah, once the doctor said that, I was like, no more. That's one thing I will say I've always had. Like once I lock in on something, like that's it. It's game time. And I was like, all right, we would go to like hotels and stuff on like family vacations. I wouldn't take the elevator. I don't care what floor we was on. I'm taking the steps. I was up and down.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I ain't no more of that milk shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And luckily, and shout out to my mom and my stepdad. They helped the boy. You know what I'm saying? They took stuff out the house.
Yeah.
Took sweets out the house. Yeah. And then, you know, senior year came. When I came back senior year, back then they didn't want me. Now then I got in college, you know, started a little group. They were like, oh, I see. You ain't paying attention to me. Come on, like, get on me. You know what I'm saying?
You still take the compliment, though.
Appreciate it. And they would say, like, oh, man, I had a crush on you. Oh, word. What day you had a crush on me? Because I had a crush on you, too. You know what I'm saying? Use it, brother. But, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
congrats, man. That's transformation.
Man. That's wild. But now, like, when I don't work out, I feel like, I feel like something missing. Like, I got to do something. Sure. I got to go get something, man. A push-up, a jump rope.
Yeah, you start feeling guilty.
For sure, yep.
Yep. Bruh.
Speaking of getting back to it, man.
What a wholesome episode, man.
Yeah.
What a wholesome, wholesome episode. I feel like, let me just say this. I gotta give everybody their flowers, man. I love what y'all doing on this podcast. Like, y'all genuinely, it's not many people that made me like burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Between the vlogs, between everything y'all doing. Like, I really be laughing. I'm like, these dudes funny, man. Like, these guys, these are my guys. Y'all are for sure like little brothers. Like, you know, we go back by 10 I love the growth. I love seeing what y'all doing, man. So I want to give all y'all flowers, man. Cause just keep going, keep doing with it. Cause I feel like we all are growing. Like even me and Cam, we in this like creative director space where we like, all right, we really tapping in to like brand building and like, you know, we got our sunglasses. We about to do apparel. We about to, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to work with the Gucci's and all that, like just the big brands, big names, and just creative direct for people or music artists or whatever it is. Like, I feel like we in this zone of content creation where you can really pivot and do what you want. Like, that's the cool thing about it. Like, just you ain't got to just do this. You can be like, look. And somebody had to remind me, they was like, bro, like, you've been doing this for over 10 years. You qualified to really do what you want. Like, you can't nobody question you because you got the proof. You can be like, well, this is what I did, so what you talking about?
Right, exactly.
They're like, you can go to brands and be like, yeah, I creative directed for my group for the past 10 years. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, show me something. Well, I can throw you a whole YouTube if you want some video. Pick one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, like, facts, that's the cool thing about what we're doing. We built a resume so long that it's like, all right, now let's just pick what I want to do. Do I want to do this for another 10 years, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Then I might go do something else. Yeah. Or, you know, I just want to be, whatever I do, I just want to be creative in it. That's it. Like, that's all I want to do. I even started like coaching. For creative entrepreneurs, for anybody that's like, feel stuck and they feel like they can't move past a certain block. And I just put out a tweet and it was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this just to kind of gauge. And people was like, oh man, I would love to just tap in with you. So I already got like 2 people I'm about to be coaching because I just want to give back.
It's just reaching out, but yeah, that's appropriate.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Because I want to be able to give back, because it's like, when I leave here, when I leave this earth, I want to be able to leave it all. So I'm just trying to start now and start gaining and building. I feel like at some point I'm going to be a life coach in my later years. I just feel like, because I like doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are leaders, man, just especially coming into this space for the first time and just like realizing that we told Cam, we thought like we were the only ones doing sketch comedy. Here y'all are just already years into the game and shit.
I was
like,
crazy.
You know, like figured a few things out and broke some doors down and shit. And like, y'all reach out to us like, this is our second video. And you're like, y'all, man, here's what you do with the video, man. Da 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 da. Got to be shorter. Got to be this, that. And
it's like, we got to just help each other, man. Why not? That's what I'm saying. Anytime we have projects, we always thinking like, where can we fit the homies in? Where can we do this? Mm-hmm. Where can we do that? Because we got all this talent around here. We gotta use it.
Yeah. It helps you out. It helps you. You got a funnier video now.
You cross platform. You do everything. On, like
yep. I remember, you put us in the Black National Geographic. I'm like, are we up?
We out here going to the
And bro, now that's like a meme in the Hall of Fame.
That's the laughing meme.
You can't talk about like Vine memes or nothing like that without talking about that.
Without
the boys splitting up and running, you can't. And that's the other thing about creativity. Had we not got the top shot, it wouldn't have done it the same. When you think about that, if we wouldn't have went into the top of the apartment and shot it again and did that, that's what did it. The split here was cool, but when you cut out and you see the boys running,
that's production, and then
to see everybody copy it over the years,
y'all are OGs of just figuring it out, and like y'all are just fucking super creative every single week, something different.
I think back now, I'm like, how's we doing that every week? Now we think about that. To think about doing a sketch every week,
sounds crazy.
I can't do that.
It's also like how much shit we've seen come out from that point. So now our brains are just automatically wired different. Where back then we could just like fire it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was inspirational because I was like, we're just in our basement type shit, just making all these videos, and like we can look at your guys' shit and like, oh, them niggas is funny. Oh fuck, man.
Look how they use the sofa. Look what they did with
this. Yeah. So I was like,
I love when I see a video, like even when I be watching your vlogs and stuff, like when you hit a joke or something, I'm like, damn dog. I wish I'd have thought that. That's a good ass joke. That's one of them jokes you hit a nigga, you be like, that shit was fire. it was good. But I love that, man. I just love giving love to people, man. Because you get that love, it's always going to come back. So, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I love it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you to leave the people with something, man. But I think we already did that, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Good hanging.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, bang, what you got going on before we get up out of here, man?
Comes out November 24th.
November 24th. Yeah, cool. So. Yeah, like, I'm not a fortune teller, but nah, man, I mean, I'm sure by the time this comes out, our apparel line will be out. So
nice.
I'm sure we'll probably put it in the link. I can't even say the name right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say the name right now because I'm putting out that the name is High Frequency, H-E-Y-E, Frequency. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to focus on the third eye and raising people vibrations, because we believe in order to create change in the world, you got to create change within. So we're pulling that out. Mm-hmm. So that's already out right now. So you can go grab your High Frequency, raise your vibrations. Ain't no telling what else gonna be out when y'all hear this right now. So we just out here working, man. All I want y'all to do is keep supporting this podcast. Tap in with Comedy Trap House.
Yeah.
Tap in with Dormtainment. Tap in with Shady Side Up, and just keep living. Let me see if I got a quote to leave you.
I know you got a quote.
Let me see. You know what? Let me just leave you with this. I got it tatted on me. It's Amor Fati. And that's basically a Latin phrase, stands for the love of fate. So love what you're doing. Love every piece of life that you're in. Love every moment that you're in. And understand that the fate is going to lead you exactly where you want to be. It's going to take you exactly where you want to be, and you're going to meet exactly who you need to meet. So tap in and understand that the world would not be where it is right now if you wasn't in it. So there you go.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Come, let's get it. Come on, bro.
Leave him like that.
Come on, man. You got to get real philosophical, and you got to go hood. All right, there you go.
All right, there you go.
Who's this?
Man, before we jump on out of here, man, I was wondering if you saw, you heard about what Russell's up to.
He's in the yoga, though. You in the yoga, you don't
feel it,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like the connection.
You probably appreciate this.
Well, rap. You probably done this before, actually.
Yeah.
You might have been on the same.
I got the trainer's number if you want me to link that. He needs.
Yeah.
Take your time, brother.
You in the yoga, so like, how many times have you done this one?
What is it called?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on here?
What's the benefit?
Because we know you run, you yoga. Yeah. Man. Mm.
Now I believe that's the baby cradle. I think he's trying to burp my man. Like I think he just got that eat
on adult burp.
He's trying to dope burp. Like I don't really need it though. Like I think my indigestion good. Like I don't think I really need it, but. He can feel this a lot. This is, I'm a solid dude.
Yeah.
So I don't need to be up in the air. I don't really need to be doing that.
Yeah.
I don't really need to be doing that.
Say you're going to a town in Japan. What was it called again?
Okinawa.
Yeah. The funny thing is this was filmed in Okinawa and
This is secret to aging. Oh, I can come on back. I don't really need to live to 100. 100 years. I'm cool with any.
I'll do 50.
As long as they ain't got to throw me upside down, we good.
It's the only
On the low key, this shit probably feel good. It probably feel good. I just can't be upside down with another man feet in my back.
Would you let a lady do you like this, man? Upside down.
If she's strong enough, I might let her, you know, you throw her. She could be the big spoon, I'd be the little spoon.
He said he might let her throw him.
On the real, if you sit me down and you tell me the benefits, you say, listen, Trayvon, this gonna help you do this, this, and that. I'm gonna say, listen, brother, clear the room.
Here we got a phone basket. Absolutely. That was a HeadGum Podcast.